We talked about how nice the weather is, and tonight's a perfect night to go out and watch some rugby here in Albert Lea. We're going to talk about the Freeborn Eagles Rugby Club with Ron Eriksmoen, who's in charge of the club. And Ron, a good afternoon. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Ron, before we talk about the event coming up tonight, let's talk about the Freeborn Eagles Rugby Club. First question is, how long has the club been around?
2017 was the first year.
So you're number five of the club, and when it comes to a boys and girls, what ages compete through this organization?
13 to 18, well, basically eighth grade through senior year. Some seventh graders, you know, can come out depending on what their birth year and stuff, so, or birth date. But yeah, it's technically a high school level program, but you know, the earlier we can get kids started, you know, even if they don't maybe get on the field consistently, but just getting exposed to it, the better.
Ron, is this something that you started back in 2017?
Yeah, my wife and I started the club in 2017 originally. The first 2 years, or the first year was just boys. I think it was the first 2 years of just boys, and then we added the girls program in the third year.
I got to ask you, what is your background when it comes to rugby?
Well, I started playing as an adult in 2006. I was a football player and basketball player before that, and just thought I would do something different that maybe didn't have the time commitment of football, and I was a little wrong. It's been a lifelong thing since then, and I started coaching in 2009 up in the cities where I lived at the time, and then when we moved down to Albert Lea, we decided to start a program here for the youth in Albert Lea area.
Well, that's awesome that you are introducing and exposing, again, the area to rugby. And, Ron, I'm going to probably sound like not the smartest person here, but let's talk about rugby. For those that have never watched a rugby match or know nothing about rugby, kind of break down some of the basic rules, some of the basic ways teams can score. Again, it is like football, but not really. I mean, it's got some of the elements, but obviously it's different.
Yes, correct. The simplest correlation would be football, but the biggest differences would be, one, there's no pads in rugby. And then the second biggest one, which is, it relates to the safety aspect, there's no blocking in rugby. So a ball carrier cannot use a teammate as an obstruction to prevent an opponent from tackling them. And a teammate can't be an obstruction for a ball carrier. So what that does is it makes the contact area, like whenever there is a physical contact, it's always... you can see it coming. It's always predictable, which
okay.
allows both the tackler and the ball carrier to brace themselves. And then there's no contact outside of that. So there's no blocking. So there's not contact away from the ball. So it's a predictable contact. People can prepare themselves for it. And then without pads on, naturally, you kind of don't go into contact exactly the same way you would if you were wearing a helmet and shoulder pads and that sort of thing. So, and then the other thing that differentiates it is that once a tackle is made, the tackler is responsible for bringing the ball carrier to the ground safely. So you can't just hit someone and knock them over. You have to tackle and hold them till you get to the ground. And then once both players are on the ground, the ball becomes available to both sides to kind of compete for possession. And that's where you see kind of where you'll have kids kind of contesting, fighting, pushing each other right around the tackle area.
Okay.
Which is the most confusing part of rugby. People don't know what's going on in that particular moment. But the ball carrier has to release the ball, and once you're on the ground, you can't play the ball, so people who are there, your teammates come and support, and they call that a ruck, and you ruck over. A lot of people watching it just call that a scrum, but that's incorrect. It's a ruck at the breakdown, scrums are used to if the ball is knocked on, you can't move the ball forward unless you kick it. So pass backwards, no blocking, and you can't run behind your opponent. And so that's kind of the differences from American football.
So, Ron, what was the word that you used? Because I would have called it a scrum. Like, I know very little about rugby, but that seems to be a common term that those that don't follow rugby do know. What did you call it? A rock?
A ruck.
A ruck, okay.
Yep, and you hear American football broadcasters call things on the field rugby scrums all the time in football, and they always use it incorrectly as well. But so scrum is the most common term people probably are familiar with, but what most people think of a scrum is actually a ruck in rugby. So
I'm sure I've used that phrase before. I'm going to get it right during football this season. Thank you for the information. Freeborn Eagles Rugby Club again, Ron Eriksmoen with us here on Kaint Radio. And let's talk about tonight, kind of wrapping up the season when it comes to the home schedule. The boys and girls are playing tonight. Give everybody the information where, at what time, what's going on. We want to invite everybody to come out on a beautiful Friday night and support the area rugby club.
Yeah, tonight is actually a very exciting night for a couple of reasons. One, we have beautiful weather for the first time at home. And two, we are hosting the Egan Rugby Club. And for the boys, this is a rematch of last year's state championship.
Oh, wow.
And so we're very excited. Egan comes in at 2-0, and the boys, the Eagles boys, are two wins and one tie and no losses. So it should be an exciting match. And then on the girls' side, the Eagles girls are also two wins, one tie, no losses, and the Egan girls are one win and one loss. It should be some great rugby. Boys kick off at 6:30, and girls will kick off at 7:30. Basically, 10, 15 minutes after the boys' match is done. And both games are being played at the Hammer Field.
Oh, okay. So fans get out there. I did see there's probably going to be some food trucks maybe out there too, with some sweets, something to eat if you stop by as well.
Yes, we have a food truck, and then the mini donuts and snow cone truck will be there as well. I would like to say admission is free. So if anyone who is interested, they just show up, walk into the beautiful Hammer Complex, and watch some rugby and see what it's all about. The game is played exactly the same rules for the boys' game and for the girls' game. So it's the one contact sport where the girls get to compete under the exact same structure as the boys.
So, Ron, the games are on the football field there at the Gus.
Correct. Yep.
Well, it's a great evening to get out there and check out rugby. If you haven't checked it out before, it's a perfect night. And like Ron mentioned, the boys will kick off at 6:30, the girls at 7:30. Where are you in the season right now? Are you near the end of the season, the middle of the season?
We're right in the middle of the season.
Okay.
This is, after tonight's game, we will have, tonight will be end of the second half. We just completed last Friday the halfway point. So we've completed three. We've got three left, and then the state tournament.
And does the season run? Is it always in the spring?
Yeah. Yep.
So if you have a child or a grandchild, you said between 13 and 18, and maybe in the future, if they're looking to join rugby, the Freeborn Eagles Rugby Club is there for them.
Absolutely.
And, Ron, if anybody wanted to get more information about the club, I know you guys do have a Facebook page at Freeborn Eagles Rugby Club. Is there a phone number, Ron, someone could give you a call at if they wanted more info on the club?
Yeah. They absolutely could. I'll give you two phone numbers. For the boys team, you would call 952-484-9499. And for information on the girls team, my wife Brittany is the head coach of the girls, and her number is 763-412-7708.